Hi everyone, this is Kel Birch of Depth Magazine. We recently checked out a new band to us called In Confidence after catching a video of theirs on YouTube for the single 152. So we checked out the rest of their EP. It's called Of Wolves and Lambs, and we really liked what we were hearing, so we decided to reach out to the band and get to know them a bit better. And we're really grateful that the band were really happy to oblige us. And not only did they answer questions that we had via email, they also recorded their answers, which is just awesome. So we've kind of spliced the two together, and this is me in Melbourne, Australia, talking to In Confidence in Nashville, Tennessee. Check it out.
This is Jake, the lead singer.
This is Micah, I play drums.
This is Taylor, I play guitar.
This is Eric, I play bass.
So could you tell us firstly how the name In Confidence came about? Is it how it sounds, like something secret or private?
Yeah, so when we were jamming early in 2015, Jake and I kind of founded the band, and we talked about the name that we wanted to call ourselves, and he has a favorite band called The Dangerous Summer, and there's a song called Of Confidence, and he liked that name. And I was a little bit hesitant with that, just because I didn't know if that would translate really well. The concept of confidence was close, but not quite home. And in coming up with ideas, I suggested we be In Confidence, because it doubles as the way we want to approach our music and the way we want to approach being on stage in live settings and apart from the music entity. Just be confident with what we're doing and know what we're doing and why. And also, it does have that double entendre of that secret thing that we want to share with people. We feel like the things that we want to say in our music are important, and being in that position, saying things in confidence or in secret, like they are worth something more than just senseless babble, was really something we wanted to play on. So yeah, In Confidence is definitely something that plays off of the secret and private thing, but we also want to share that we're confident in what we're doing, and we want people to take it seriously.
You've called the EP Of Wolves and Lambs, and I instantly think of the two entities, something manipulative and powerful and the other vulnerable and perhaps weaker. I noticed that you speak a lot about the process of creating music, so I got a bit curious wondering if you're feeling that these entities are a play there or if it's something else.
As far as the process of creating music, that comes up a lot in songs, in part for a couple different reasons. I kind of, early on in my music career and process, I thought it would be best to maybe keep writing about girls or anything like that kind of at bay for a bit and really focus on other things in life that make my life full. And so I think a lot of what comes out in Confidence is like a pure love for creating music or music, almost as like a significant other sometimes. But I think we did feel the entities at play. I think the of Wolves and Lambs is just like polar opposites, and they complement each other. And in the middle we have, you know, it's Of Wolves and Lambs, but in the middle of the album title we have our mascot, the guy with the helmet, and his name's Frank. And so it's kind of metaphorical for, yeah, wolves, something vicious and, attackful. And then lamb, something soft and maybe weak or just, docile. And then in the middle is like kind of where we're at and, trying to be pure, but also come at, you know, the lyrics and the writing process with, aggression.
The In Confidence Facebook page refers to honest music. It says, honesty is a key to success. Writing honest music isn't popular, but we do it anyway. We play rock music, like us or don't. We're doing what we love. So I'm a huge fan of honesty in music, and in an industry that banks on popularity, honesty is not necessarily a popular thing, and it takes a whole lot of guts to stand in your honesty. Was this manifesto about honesty something that was there with Inconfidence from the beginning, or something that came about in the process of creating music?
Honesty is definitely something that we were mindful of in the beginning, a goal that we had for our music. A lot of our favorite bands write from the standpoint of, you know, this is my life and this is what I've experienced. And those bands tend to write the music that we connect the most with. More of the pop culture stuff that's just kind of, you hear it on the radio and you don't really identify with it. We wanted to write stuff that was the opposite of that, something that people could hear our lyrics and be like, yeah, I've experienced that in my life, or have a song that has a mood or a darkness about it that it feels real. Not everything is cookie cutter and polished, and we wanted that honesty and vulnerability to come out. It's definitely something that's not popular. We don't really want to sell out. And selling out to us would mean saying something that we don't believe in just because it is popular. And I think that's one thing that we have really stood on from the beginning confidently, that, you know, we wanted everything to be as honest as possible, even if it's not pretty. And a lot of the things with the theme of the album of Wolves and Lambs is, you know, life isn't always pretty, and it's not always easy, and it's not always, you know, what you want it to be. So definitely it's a thing that we focused on from the beginning, but as we continued to write, it continued to be something that we identified with. So it came out in the process as well, but yes, definitely we want to be as honest as possible, and we think that people will hear that, and we hope that they can stand with us in that.
So I'm listening to Of Wolves and Lambs while writing this. Maturity is the first track, and the honesty shines through already at this one, especially with the emotion behind the vocals and the lyrics too. Is there any sense of that being daunting, or do you just go for it?
Maturity altogether, came pretty easy, because I think I didn't know exactly what it was about when I started, but then as soon as that like opening line hit, and then when I got to the point where it said, you know, I miss my friends and family like hell, it really became pretty clear to me what the song was about.
Maturity is quite moving. It's clear that music's a powerful force for you guys. You compare it to religion. What are some of the ways that music has impacted you? I ask because the song feels heavy with history.
Yes, the song is incredibly heavy, at least on my part, and I think that the guys really relate to it as well. But maturity definitely came to me as kind of a song about growing up, maybe, and just the different experiences, like every little pop punk song like starts off. But in it, I think it's really hard to talk about your life up to this point. And I don't feel like I've had a bad life, but it's hard to talk about my life up to this point and not include the key things that really that made a huge impact, good or bad. And so maturity is about just growing up in concert venues, and is about, you know, just growing up and being influenced by music so heavily. Mm-hmm. And using it as what really gets you through some of the bad stuff, which is talked about a little bit in there as well. And then by the time it gets to the chorus, I really kind of wanted to encourage people that were, you know, growing up, or that were dealing with adolescence, or the fact that they might feel like their teenage years were wasted or anything like that. And and then, you know, somewhere in there, I start kind of talking about losing a lot of friends and loved ones along the way. And for me and Micah, our drummer, we've both lost a lot of people. They've passed away, and it's just showing in the music a lot that we're a little worn of that. And especially with Your Every Word of This, the whole song is dedicated to specifically four different people. But yeah, and I think maturity is just overall about what makes you grow up, good or bad, and the experiences you have. So,
Sellouts Always Sink is a great lyric. Do you guys write the songs together?
I might have to tag team this one with Jake here in a second, but we sometimes write all the songs together.
Taylor, by the way.
This is Taylor, the guitarist. What tends to happen is we will have a band practice, and Micah and I will be in the mood to write something, and we'll stay up really late until like 3 o'clock in the morning, and we'll write a song musically, and we'll record it and send it to Jake, and usually it'll be like finished by the time Jake gets to it, and then Jake writes the lyrics based off of that. More recently, we've been trying to include everybody in the writing process and really focus on the songs together as a group. But for this EP, I feel like that was probably the biggest thing that happened. It's really interesting. Whenever we're writing, like Jake and I are what we find in music is really different. Jake, whenever he listens to a song, he always listens to the lyrics, and I always listen to the music. That's kind of a big part of why I listen to music. I listen to a lot of instrumentals and just a lot of weird stuff, and he always listens to songs that are inspiring and very word related. I don't know what to say for that, but it's always good, and it always comes together in the end.
My contribution to that question is yes. Taylor said it well.
I'm a big fan of the shift into the bridge where the song could easily fade out, but it doesn't. The build-up as well as the rap rock. In fact, the entire ending is really sick musically.
Thanks.
I like that you don't return to the chorus. Is it important to you to be honest in terms of song structure, if that even makes sense? Doing it how you want to versus doing it how you might be expected to.
This is a cool question. I don't know. We like song structure, honestly. We try to write songs a specific way, and we're really intentional about the feel of the song. So for you to say that you even noticed that is important, and I feel like we did our job writing it based off of this question. I feel like as we are moving into this next phase musically, our genre is kind of changing a little bit, and we're becoming even more intentional with our writing, and we're changing things up a little bit more and getting more creative, and it's really interesting, but we do have that in mind whenever we are writing, both musically and lyrically, and we like our stuff to sound good.
The second track is Your Every Word of This. It's such a powerful title for a powerful song. I hope they hear it. It's also a great song to showcase your different voices combining together, as well as an epic kind of feeling with the song ending. Is this one that you guys have played live?
It is one we've played live. We, as Jake talked about earlier, we've kind of all experienced, our fair share of loss, and it's something that has kind of shaped our lives individually, a lot. And I think the song, Your Every Word of This is one that we tread lightly, with it, because we know that it is a powerful song, and the weight of the lyrics and the heart behind it is something that we don't necessarily want to catch people by surprise with. So we've played it a couple of times, and it really depends on what venue we're playing, kind of what the show is like. It varies show to show, definitely. But yeah, it is one that surprisingly has connected with a lot of people, or maybe not so surprisingly, since everyone has dealt with loss in some kind of fashion. But live, it's one that, you know, we really tap into those emotions every time. So it's one of those that when we play it, it's a heavy thing that we do, kind of reliving those moments. And since the EP has been finished, we've had some more loss that kind of just drives that peg home a little bit more. So yeah, it's a very personal song, and I think that personal element goes in hand with our approach to being honest. And yeah, we like that song a lot, and we play it when it's appropriate. And yeah, we like it a lot.
I've noticed that creative people who stand by their honesty and their creative work tend to be challenged personally by this honesty not always being something that people want to hear. Have you come across that?
I've only been in Inconfidence for about less than a month or so, but I've been in the music scene in Nashville for over a year. And you come across all the time that everybody's capable of doing and being able to play a certain way and being able to play a certain type of music. And you have a lot of bands, like Nashville is crawling with all these different music projects. And I find that, like, sure, you may have the credentials to play something, but I feel like character is even more emphasized in today than it ever has before, simply because you have all these different people who can do the same thing, but what stands out about somebody is how they go about it. And I think that you come across a lot of people on both sides. Like, music is about being successful and getting noticed, but you almost have to act like that you don't want that. You have to act like it doesn't matter, because so many people often, like, as everybody's trying to get there. So being honest about it and going forth and having a good character, not expecting all this fame and fortune, I think is a nice change for a lot of people to see, especially in Nashville.
As We Were is pretty sick by way of guitar sound. I could listen to that ending section over and over, especially.
Yeah, thank you very much. I'm glad you like that.
Have you got a favorite on the EP?
We're all going to answer this, so we'll let you know who it is speaking before we answer it. This is Jake's answer. For me, I think it's Maturity. I just really like the way that song kind of ushers in where we're going, I think, in a way, too, but talks about, like, as far as where we're going musically. But it also shows you kind of where we've been. And I feel like, you know, not to be conceited at all, but I feel like some of the best lyrics, personally, are on there. And so it connects with me in a lot of ways. And I also feel like, looking at the EP altogether, if I could pick a song that I feel like people should latch onto and, like, I don't know, that has quotable lines and lyrics, I feel like it's that one, you know, like, you know, swing for the fences with your feet on the ground and sellouts always sink. And, you know, it's just a story of risking everything to be who you are, and who you are is all of the experiences that you've had, good or bad, up to this point. So that is my answer. This is Micah.
Favorite on the EP. I think for me, I tend to like songs that get me amped up for a live performance. I think 152 would probably be my favorite. It's a close draw, because I like all of them, but 152 for me, I think, highlights what we do best as a band, from Jake's vocals and lyric writing to the instrumentation. I come from a background of heavier music, and I think that one really gets me amped up on stage. I look forward to playing it every time. And the guitar work, I wrote part of the main riff, and I like hearing that part, and Taylor put his spin on it that made it better. So I think as a band, collectively, that song does what I like to do as a band the most. So I like 152.
This is Taylor. For me, I would probably say Maturity. This is a great example of what I was talking about earlier with Jake and I's music preferences. But when he was talking about the song, like everything that he said had to do with the lyrics and vice versa, everything that I like about the song.
Taylor's had, never even listened to the lyrics.
Has to do with the guitar work. I like it musically a lot, and I do feel like it is where we are going or closer to be, closer to where we're moving. And being as a three-piece up to this point, I had to do all the guitar for my own, and so that song is pretty cool because there's lead lines in it as well as rhythm sections, and I get to use my loop pedal live and do a lot of interesting tricks with my guitar, and so it's challenging, and I think it's tasteful, and yeah, that one's my favorite.
This is Eric, and I would have to say my favorite, just to play instrumentally and lyrically, would be 152. Going back to what I was talking about earlier, like 152 addresses the question of, is this the someone I'm supposed to be? In this world where there's musicians all over the place, like what makes you so special about that? And that just resonates with me so much. Since I've been wanting to do this from the beginning, like not just playing music in general. And I would say everybody here would agree with that. Like that, then that's what stands out most to me.
This concept of doing my best seems to float around a few of these tracks. Is this something else that ties in with your approach as a band?
This is Micah again. Yeah, definitely. I think doing my best is something that I always try to do when approaching anything. And I think it's a thing that we as a band try to do as well collectively. In Confidence is kind of it's a funny name to have as a band name because you kind of have to back it up. We didn't really choose the name for that reason, but it kind of became clear as we started to play. You know, we wanted to really stand behind the fact that we are confident with what we're doing and why we're doing it. And, you know, the whole let's be a band thing is funny because in Nashville, everybody, like Eric said, everybody is doing that. And everyone definitely does their best, but we feel like to stand out in a place where everyone migrates to play music, if we aren't at our best, we're not gonna break through the noise or the fluff that's all around. So yeah, it's definitely something that ties into our approach as a band. The name In Confidence, obviously, we want to do our best every show, and we want to show people that, you know, we are for real, and we're not just doing this because it's a fun hobby. We love doing it, but we do take it as seriously as we possibly could. So yeah.
My lack of words at track 4 has such a tender and clear sound. It's beautiful. I just sat and breathed it in for a while. It's done perfectly how the track amps up and the heaviness gets a turn again.
Thank you for the honorable my lack of words mention in these next two lines here. We do really like that song. It seems to be the one that gets played live the least. And I think it's just to keep energy and stuff like that. But I'm glad to hear that people like it. It's I broke my rule about girl writing, and it's about somebody I don't think I've met yet. So yeah, here,
Tay-Tay. 152. I kept listening to it. It's got such a catchy sound to it. Is that why you guys chose it as a single?
Maybe.
Answer, Taylor.
Wow. We're gonna take the mic from you here. We like that song a lot. We think that we can connect most with a lot of different genres with that song. It's got its own feel. Here in Nashville, everybody plays country, everybody plays pop punk, everybody plays heavy metal, and we honestly have a pretty hard time finding different bands to kind of fit in with and play around here. Not a lot of people have the sound that we have, and we feel like we go to a lot of different shows and play a lot of different shows where we don't really fit in. And so 152 is a pretty good middle ground for a lot of different genres that are floating around here in Nashville. it's just really powerful, and it's got a lot of different parts, and we like that song, and we thought that out of the EP release, that one was a good choice.
In the video for 152, you use masks as well as on the cover of the EP. Is that something you use live or something you'll be bringing in more?
We have tried it live. And it's really fun, and I think it brings a different level to our performance. It just changes the atmosphere, and it brings in intrigue, and people are always really interested in the masks, and we get that question a lot. Our EP of Wolves and Lambs kind of plays on two different things. It's like good versus evil, the wolf and the lamb. And then we have Frank, the guy, and Micah does all of our artwork, and he created the masks, and both the small ones that we were wearing and the big ones you see in the background, and we try to carry those with us. Whether or not we play with the masks, we always bring along those characters, and we showcase them wherever we go, and it's a big part of who we are right now. I think that for this EP of Wolves and Lambs, we might move on from that theme, but I think that Frank will stay with us overall.
It was going to be awkward at some point when you have a wolf and a lamb, and then you have Frank, and then there's four of us now.
Yeah, Eric really just messed up that entire situation. Screwed it all up.
It's all my fault. We have backups for each mask too, so he can be whoever he wants to be.
Shut up, Micah.
We actually have a Ninja Turtle mask, Graham, and that's symbolic for other reasons that we'll tell you in another interview.
Boba Fett's mask.
Yeah, it's Boba.
Boba Fett.
God. Anyway.
It's a great collection of songs. It feels really well-rounded, almost like you could go anywhere from here musically. So where will you go from here, do you think?
The sound is definitely going to be different. I mean, I still think there will be a lot of elements that you see in this EP that will still resonate in the future, but now that I'm solely playing bass and Jake's able to just sing by himself, we're not limited in that sense anymore, and so, like, the rhythms and the leads can get more complex, and Jake can still be able to sing like he won't have to stress himself out on stage. And it also just helps our live performance, which is another big thing. You know, everybody has their music out here, but the experience of the actual show, that's what a lot of people go to. Like, Nashville is a rare place, which is, I think, why a lot of people flock to it, is no matter what type of music it is, people love to just sit here and listen to music and watch it. I think aiming as a band over the next few years, we're definitely going to be writing a lot of new material. We have some new songs that aren't on the EP that we're already playing, but...
Getting signed and have somebody financially backing us so we could go on tours.
Help us!
Any help would be greatly appreciated.
Would you look at that? We are common starving musicians.
Yeah. Who would have thought? I assume that's where some of the depressing lyrics come from.
I wouldn't.
Do I hear a song coming up?
Yeah. Sign our band.
I think that about covers it for the EP. I wanted to ask you how you find it to connect with fans and have your music be heard. It seems like this is such an area for selling out, where an honest approach makes for a harder or perhaps longer road. Is this your experience?
For us, yes, definitely. This is our experience. It's hard to be honest in our onstage antics and offstage antics and in life in general. And we value people. Where, you know, it's not one of those monetary, checklists or anything. We value people as individual, entities, and we value relationships. And so we definitely try, to connect with people on a personal level as much as possible. You say that selling out is definitely a thing that happens in the music industry, and I would agree, and that's something that we really don't like, because it takes the humanity out of it, and it turns what music is made for into a number, and I feel like that is the worst thing that could happen to something that we love so much. And yeah, trying to connect with people in a virtual world where everything is internet-based and you can go to this or that within 5 seconds and see 100 different bands' material in the course of 5 minutes. And I think one thing that I really try to do when going out and seeking out fans, I like to think that we handpick the people that we want to have listen to us, kind of in a sense that Twitter is an instant access avenue to get to people. And we look at other bands that we feel like we could play well with and sound alike to, and we target their fans, and we think, you know, that individual, hey, we see you, we see your comment on this page, we see your life as you want us to see it, and we think that's awesome. That's kind of the approach that we take when it comes to online stuff, really focusing on the people as an individual rather than, hey, buy a record because you put money in our pocket. Not like that really happens anyway. But yeah, we love people, and reaching people and talking to people about life is kind of what makes us tick. So yeah, the hard road is the better road in that case.
So, is there anything else we would like to share, guys? Thank you so much. Seriously, thank you so much. This is like the coolest, most honoring thing ever is when someone takes this much time to listen in depth to your music. And yeah, it's much appreciated. The EP is out there. It's on anywhere you can get music. And
we are writing more music.
We are definitely writing more music.
We are making strides to get out on the road as much as possible. One of our goals is to be a touring band and go out and actually play for people that are outside of our neck of the woods, so to speak. So look for us on a touring cycle coming up. Pay attention to where we're playing, because we want to play everywhere. We want to meet people individually and where they are as well. So that's definitely a goal that we have that maybe we didn't talk about in the interview much, but we are a working band, and we are working as hard as we can to get out to where you are. So yeah.
Thank you so much, guys, for sharing in such detail about yourselves and your music. We really appreciate it.
Thank you guys so much. We are in confidence, and
this has been in depth.
Thank you.